from what I see as someone that wears a headscarf is that I walk with my religion on my head.
Sana Roth is a sophomore at Virginia Tech. She thinks sometimes her hijab may create a barrier, with Muslims comprising just over 2% of the U.S. population and living mostly in cities. The headscarf is not a common sight around Blacksburg. Roth, an outgoing young woman with a bright smile, says she prefers curious people just come out and ask her about it.
People will sometimes ask you, where'd you get your scarf? And I'll be like, American Eagle, H&M, Charlotte Russe, $5, great sales, good scarves, you know. The ones that you wear around your neck, I just put on my head.
Roth recalls she first decided to wear the hijab 6 years ago after growing up in Northern Virginia because, as she puts it, it just felt right for her.
Like, I think it's something that an individual makes a decision on all on her own. I'm not oppressed. My parents are hundreds of miles away. If anybody was forcing me to wear it, you know, I mean, I'm here. I could take it off if I wanted to. I don't.
Rachel Scott, who teaches a course on women in Islam at Virginia Tech, sees the hijab as a powerful symbol that's often misinterpreted.
People almost kind of too concerned with it. It does a lot of work for everyone if one wants to, you know, project notions that somehow Islam is suppressive of women. That and it's not that actually the hijab is not pressured in some contexts. It is. Okay, so all of this is not to say, oh, let's replace this narrative with everything is great.
It is hard for the Muslims who wear the hijab and the ones who don't wear the hijab.
Nahid Faradi Galati, a third-year PhD student in computer engineering, is past president of the Iranian Society at Virginia Tech.
I'm not using the headscarf, but I have, like, nice boundaries with people who are not Muslim, but with, like, very religious people, like, it is hard to communicate.
There's a misconception that the Islamic world is a singular monoculture of some sort.
Carmen Gitry, assistant professor of history, cites the words of Imam Faisal Abdul Rauf, no relation to Sana, who made the argument after 9/11 that there are often more commonalities between moderates of different religions than there are among co-religionists.
And if we understand that there are a lot of very powerful connections between moderates of different religious and secular groups, and that that's the majority, and that those relationships are the predominant ones. But for some reason, those voices are not very loud.
And that's where art and literature can sometimes address the situation, offering their unique form of commentary. Nadine Sinha is assistant professor of Arabic. She points to a series of poems about the hijab by Moshe Kaf in a book called Emails from Scheherazade.
Some of the poems explore, for example, how, you know, someone sees her in public and automatically starts to assume that she is, quote, from that country where women don't drive, or that she carries bombs under her scarf. And she retaliates by saying, you know, yes, I carry explosives. They are called words. And if you don't get off your assumptions, they will blow you away.
Assumptions about how Muslim women dress will be explored in a fashion show, part of the Islamic World's Festival at Virginia Tech Center for the Arts. It begins next month. I'm Robbie Harris.